The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After leaving the mountain, Jesus and his disciples went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, Jesus asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. Jesus sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes me welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord. So, for the last few years, in my previous placement in London, I tried something new for opportunities of homilies. And they were presented in a message series fashion and using some audiovisual aids or more visual aids. They say that if you're a bad speaker, you should have many PowerPoint pictures. So that is why I have them today, because I'm not a very good speaker. But I want to achieve a few things as we kind of enter into this message series, and I'm going to explain that to you as we go along, okay? So the question becomes, why preach in a message series instead of kind of, we have a schedule and it's my turn to be here at St. Joseph's, and then next weekend it might be one of the deacons or Father Darius, and we kind of have one homily after another, all very good, all very short, except today. But kind of always when we preach, we want to make sure that they are relevant, meaningful, and powerful. And I've discovered that when you kind of have some more time, you know, a message series can be helpful. It's a homily series based on the scripture readings over multiple weekends. So you remember kind of on television, now it's different with the internet, but mini series. You know, show would go on for 3 or 4 nights and you'd have to follow along so that they can tell the story. Well, a message series is sort of like that. There's a common theme that develops through the series. So this one that I'm going to be preaching in multiple sites, it makes it a little bit more challenging, is a 3-weekend series. It gives more opportunity to reflect and try to make sure that the scriptures relate to us, making our faith relevant to what is happening in the world and in our lives. That's the point of all preaching, not just to tell you a good story or a joke, although I only have 3 jokes, but over the years, I'll share them with you. They work, but they have to work in a series, because the first 2 set up the last one, but I don't have time today. So next time, I'll put you, that's called the cliffhanger, you know, stay tuned, right? But we want to make sure what we hear in the readings connect with what's going on in our family of parishes, what's going on in our world, and hopefully helps us make this world a better place. It has to connect. And it hopes to inspire a response. That somehow Christ feeds us, strengthens us, nourishes us, but sends us out at the end of Mass to help change the world. So that we can bring Christ's light to all those who are in need. And so for this series, I'm calling it The Comeback. Right? Responding to the challenges of our time with faith, hope, and love. And so, what is this? What am I meaning by a comeback? Well, give you some examples in the movies. Anyone remember Rocky? Yeah, many movies. You didn't see Rocky? Oh my gosh. Well, that goes back to the first Rocky movie was in the 1970s, but I'm not going to go on from there. But you know, we all know movies, books, or stories. We love comebacks. Like Rocky, who, you know, was a boxer and was overwhelmed and defeated, and he always had to come back. You know, determined, confident, working hard, and hopefully triumphing. So he had to change his ways. So we all know our favorite comeback movies or books or stories. Sports. Anyone remember Game 7, Boston-Toronto? Boston was down 4-1 with about 14 minutes left in the third period of Game 7, and all the Toronto fans were beginning the plans for the Stanley Cup parade in Toronto, even though this was the first round, and then Boston came back. Does anyone remember that? And who won the Stanley Cup in 2011? Boston, that's right. So for those of you who don't know, I'm a Boston Bruins fan, okay? There are some wise people in the church. Good. You don't have to bring a collection today. Right? We all know amazing comebacks in sports. You know, I think there was also the Boston Red Sox were playing the Yankees. They came back from a 3-0 deficit to come back. And so we, again, love these stories of comeback. Overcoming various odds. Different comeback, Nelson Mandela, who was imprisoned for 27 years. And what was his comeback when he was released? He said, "You will achieve more in this world through acts of mercy than you will through acts of retribution." Because when we're talking about comebacks, how are we going to come back? He could have been and should have been very angry, seeking revenge. He also said, "Forgiveness liberates the soul. It removes fear. That's why it's such a powerful weapon." And he set an example of reconciliation in South Africa, saying we have to move forward, learning from the past. So powerful comeback. That's the monument, for those who can see, to Terry Fox in Thunder Bay. Terry Fox run is today, the 41st. Of course, you know, a great comeback. We know the story of Terry Fox, who was a great young athlete, had cancer, had to have his leg amputated, and wanted to raise money to help in cancer research. He ran over 42 kilometers a day for over 143 days. He ran a marathon a day. He thought that he could raise $1 from every Canadian. As of today, he's raised $850 million. For cancer research, and some years ago when they had the Greatest Canadian contest, was named the Greatest Canadian. What a comeback. And he said, "I just wish people would realize that anything's possible if you try. Dreams are made possible if you try. What an amazing comeback, because he has inspired the entire country and people across the world to always have hope. And that he, in his very, when he started the run, no one knew who he was, what he was doing, has changed the world. What a comeback. That took a lot of work. St. John Paul II, back in, 1981, the assassination attempt, May 13th, feast of Our Lady of Fatima. After he recovered from his gunshot wounds, he came and visited his assassin to forgive him. And immediately, while he was still in hospital, he said, "Pray for my brother whom I have sincerely forgiven." All of these are examples of powerful, amazing comeback. Some more entertaining, like the Bruins win, to the realities of how we are called to come back. So what is a comeback? I'm going to try to define what that is for this message series. It's a moment of recovery, renewal, and revival in response to a challenge, requiring courage, determination, and love. That's how I'm defining comeback for this series. It's a moment of recovery, like coming back, renewal, you know, restoring what was there, revival. All of those involve change. To come back, we have to change, and in that change, we change the world. We change the situation. We change the circumstances. It's going to need courage, determination, and love. And in all those examples I've shown, that's what it required. Had to persevere, had to be courageous, had to give it all. The question becomes, why am I talking about a comeback? In the situation of our world, in the situation of our faith, and in the situation of our family of parishes, why would I want to talk about that? I'm going to give you the reason why. The pandemic, first and foremost. It has disrupted the world. It has challenged us as human beings to take care of one another. It has caused people to suffer, not only with the sickness and the illness, but people alone, isolated, forgotten. We've had to adapt in our masses, in our celebrations, and it's gone on for such a long time. We're all tired. We're worn out. We're overwhelmed. In the church, the realities of the clergy sexual abuse scandal still is heavy on the hearts of people, of course, the victims and survivors. And in the challenges of a church needing to change its ways and how it responds to this crisis, which has not only in this the realities of the scandals of the priests, but the church's cover-up and refusal to change, which is happening, but has caused great harm to all of us. The Indian residential school system scandal, you know, realizing these unmarked graves that have been discovered around these residential schools and the role that the Catholic Church played in a system that tried to eliminate indigenous culture, and the church's insufficient response, which also has caused all of us, including myself, anger, frustration, and pain. Declining church attendance. There's less people going to church, even before the pandemic. People have drifted from the faith, not only in the Catholic Church, but other denominations as well, as this decline of this connection with God. And so this is also a challenge for us. And finally, the world is all about me. There is this sense in our culture and in our society that I'm first. We place ourselves at the center, a sense of greed and selfishness, a lack of looking at the common good and serving others. In the psalm we heard today, "But surely God is my helper, the Lord is the upholder of my life." The question becomes, will all of these, and we could list many more challenges that seem to be overwhelming, seem to be impossible for us to come back from, and we can kind of just walk away, give up, surrender. But the Lord doesn't want that from us. We gather together for Mass today to receive the Lord grace and blessing to receive a revival and a renewal through the gift of the Eucharist, and all of us gather together so that we can go out and be signs of hope. So that's why I'm thinking we need a comeback. We need to make this world better, transform the church to be relevant and real and powerful in people's lives, not just for those who attend Mass, but out in the world today. A re-embracing of the gospel to serve those who are in need. And God is going to be our helper. We don't do it alone. We need His strength and His grace to share and to live the good news, to battle all those challenges, to battle all those storms, to allow Christ's light to shine. And part of this message series today is just kind of setting up this reality. In the next couple of homilies, to figure out how we can do that in our own lives, but also we as a family of parishes here in Chatham to share that light. And I'll give you a hint of what that means, because we heard it in the gospel today. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." If we want to change the world, and if we want to mount a comeback that transforms, and it's within our hands, it's within you and I working together, living our faith, serving those in need, but we're going to have to look to be last. We're going to look to have to be a servant of the good news. And that is why we need to have a comeback. A revival, a renewal of our own faith, and to show the world that Christ reigns through us. His love, His compassion, and His mercy reaches the ends of the earth. We can do that together. So next weekend, I'm at Blessed Sacrament in St. Agnes. You can follow me there, or the homilies will be recorded and put on so you can, you know, hear what I have to say for part two. Then the weekend after that, there's a little bit of a break because I'm at Our Lady of Victory. If you want to hear some of this homily in Polish, I'll be able to share that with you there. And then the third or the last part of this message series will be back here. All explained in the bulletin. I've written some articles each weekend that connects to this series that can help you focus on and know what's happening, because I think that we have to mount this comeback to be able to proclaim that good news, and we can do that sharing the great gift of the resurrection, the greatest comeback, Jesus' death and rising from the dead. One of the things, as I conclude, to let you know is that these homilies, I find them strengthening me and connecting the series, but One of the other things I found out that when we started doing message series, or when I started, the homilies did not get any shorter. They're a little bit longer, but hopefully an opportunity to inspire us all to love and serve the Lord.